right. Welcome back to the Early In Room Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. In the studio, Sandy Williams on the line, Dr. Robert Craig, and just two brilliant men. I'm so fortunate to be in the middle of these two brilliant men. So Dr. Craig, you were talking about the continued battles that you guys are waging with trying to get, you know, BadgerCare to be accepted on the state level. Are you any closer?
That's a great question. The only reason we're closer, because really state politics has been a slog, is frankly the development of strong progressive opinion among Democratic voters. A Gallup poll, and this includes in Wisconsin, it's not always reflected by the elected leaders in the Democratic Party here. Gallup poll has tested the progressivity, how progressive, moderate, or conservative voters from all parties are for decades. And we've gone in the Democratic Party from the progressive wing of the party, that is among active voters, from being 28% of the Democratic Party to 51% right now. And so that's why you're seeing so much more bold reform being proposed at the federal level. It's why President Biden made common cause with progressives like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and offered the most progressive domestic package that we've seen in half a century since the 1960s and LBJ's Great Society. And so state Democrats haven't totally caught up. We're trying to help them to catch up. And we see the party as a coalition between a moderate and a progressive wing, and neither can control the party entirely, but both need each other because we're now facing a pre-fascist Republican Party that is trying to make it impossible to have free and fair elections and whatsoever, and frankly, potentially put a Putin ally, for all intents and purposes, Donald Trump, back in the White House. In fact, this week we had the clownish election investigator, the former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, actually tell the legislature that they should just certify the 2020 election and Joe Biden's victory, despite the fact that there is absolutely no evidence of widespread voter fraud, let alone anything that would have changed the outcome of the election. And so so at the state level, it's more at the grassroots level where there's promise. And it's obviously at the U.S. Senate level where we could elect a very progressive U.S. senator and remove one of the worst U.S. senators, Ron Johnson. And if we were to hold the current Senate seats we have and pick up, say, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, we could pass the whole Biden agenda and more and not worry about Senators Manchin and Sinema. So there's promise there, like even BadgerCare expansion, something the Republicans, starting with Scott Walker, wouldn't allow, Earl. It's in President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to do it from the federal level. So we would have Medicaid expansion, just for example. Tammy Baldwin inserted that along with the two great Georgia senators that were elected last time, Senators Warnock and Ossoff. And, of course, Senator Warnock, as you know, must be reelected. He's one of four African-American members of the U.S. Senate, and he's a great addition to the Senate, but he's up for reelection. And they're trying to make it impossible for him to win in Georgia by taking over the election apparatus.
You know, Dr. Craig, Sandy and I, before you came on, were talking about the rural communities and where Citizen Action is now building coalitions across those rural communities that feel as though the Democrats have abandoned them. What's your thought about that?
Yeah, we think in Wisconsin in particular, we're a state where the population is relatively distributed across the state compared to a Minnesota or an Illinois where it's concentrated in one metro area much more. And therefore, you need to be able to organize in rural areas, suburban areas, small cities, and a big urban area like Milwaukee. And so that's what we do. We have our chapter system, our member chapter system, organizing co-ops All over the state, we built them in rural areas as well. And in fact, in the Milwaukee metro area, there are a lot of folks near your station. There are a lot of members of it even in the WOW counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties, in addition to Milwaukee County, in addition to the city. And so at the rural level, they absolutely feel abandoned. And Democrats have lost the ability to communicate with them in their own language. Many times, Democrats are offering solutions that would be better for them, but it doesn't land on them because it's city language, so to speak, or blue state language coming from New York or Seattle. And in addition, it's not coming from people who actually live there. And so that's why we're organizing there, because we need to have actual rural folks pushing for what they need. The Republicans have destroyed, they've organized rural areas on identity politics, right? That is the idea that rural areas are being exploited and are losing out and are losing things to the big cities. And there's a kind of dog whistle component to that, that is going to black people in Milwaukee, when in fact we know it's not, or if only, right, in terms of the poverty level on the north side of Milwaukee. But really, the way the Republicans have disinvested in these areas is destroying them economically and causing people to migrate out. It's killing these places. What they really need is something like FDR. They need massive investments, and that's something only progressive Democrats want to do. We don't work out rural broadband, for example, so they can compete economically, unless we don't give subsidies to telecom companies and we provide it. It's at least a public utility, as Sarah Godlewski is campaigning on for U.S. Senate, or is public broadband. And we've actually spent enough in subsidies already, $40 billion, to have universal broadband, but the telecom providers don't have an interest in doing that. They don't want to serve areas that have less population and are therefore more expensive to reach. They just want to maximize their profit. We need to start to understand again that corporations play a role in our society, but that it's not, they don't have the public interest in mind, right? Only we can have that, we through our democratic government. So that's just an example, but a climate transition could make the rural areas of Wisconsin economic engines for the green economy and make them prosperous again.
So Dr. Craig, Sandy,
just for example.
I think everything you say is pretty accurate. I was saying before you called in that one of the problems with the districting maps is the intense concentration of Democrats in urban areas and the intense concentration of Republicans everywhere else, and that the Democrats were going to have to change that, because you have to draw very tortured lines on maps to get a districting process for the state configured as it currently is geopolitically, to end up without getting the rural party controlling party in a disproportionate control of the state houses. And that's why it's happening across the country, I think. I mean, there's definitely gerrymandering going on, but the other problem is this geopolitical reality of where Democrats are located.
There's a natural gerrymand. You're totally right,
yep,
Sandy.
Yep.
And it has to do with the social trend of people who are ideologically aligned, moving closer to each other. More mixed up.
Well, I think that's true, but it also, I think we have to lay some blame at the feet of the Democratic Party. They decided, and Hillary and others decided to play a patchwork sort of a special interest game of putting together a patchwork quilt that way, instead of dealing with issues that might be identifiable that would reach across geographic boundaries and would be more related to economic situations. And so I think that was,
I agree.
I think we set the trap and for ourselves, and Donald Trump tripped it. You know, he understood how to play that game.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that analysis. In fact, I was on the National Platform Committee for Bernie Sanders and had those wars with the Clinton side, which was a big clash in 2016. But I would even put it further back, and this is not just the Democratic Party, it's actually all of the left parties in the major, European democracies. Sometime in the 70s, early 80s, they stopped trying to represent working class voters as much, the traditional base, if you look at, say, the party under the New Deal, right, and the Great Society, and started really focusing more on educated voters And quite frankly, it was partly driven by the candidates that were running in the big money political system. But the result is that there used to be a direct correlation across Western democracies between being working class and supporting progressive parties. Now it's the other way around, and in fact, the stronger correlation for any progressive party, not just the Democratic Party or moderate, even center-left party, is education level.
I think what you're speaking to is called intelligentsia.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Sandy Williams, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action, and you, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.